Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 21st of January, recording at 9:18 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today, and it's been a day much like yesterday in many respects. First, stock markets were weaker. In Asia, it must be said they were mixed, but the gains tended to be modest. Maybe Japan, with the Nikkei up 1.22%, was about the best there. The Hang Seng, on the other hand, was down almost 2%. European stock markets were down a little less than yesterday, but still gains of 1.7% seem to be about average. And Wall Street closed soft, the Dow down 2%, 1.89 for the S&P, 1.12% for the NASDAQ. That steadier performance by the NASDAQ, albeit still down over one percentage point, may suggest that some of this selling is running out of steam. But more on that in a moment. Now, elsewhere, long-dated government bonds were stronger, as you might suspect, against this background, and gilts seem to have had one of the better gains today. I'm talking about futures prices, of course. Now, precious metals, a little bit of a seesaw day, but ending weaker, with silver having popped in and out of profit before closing down. Well, it's trading after hours, down almost half a dollar at $17.40. And gold also seesawed, but is down 16 right now at $10.95. And what else to mention? Platinum and palladium were down, although not quite as much as gold and silver. Now, industrial metals were also easier, except for nickel, which put in a bravura performance in comparison. Crude oil was fell back to 76, that's now 1.74. The corn and soybean steadied a little bit. More on those in a moment, more on everything in a moment. Sugar marching higher here again today. Okay, so what's going on here? First, let's start with these stock markets. Well, the press that I have seen, at any rate, is attributing this rather sharp sell-off that we've seen in the last couple of days to what they're describing as Obama's attacks on the banks. And, of course, everybody's got something to carp about regarding that. Either it's too late, or it isn't enough, or it's too much, or it's they're going after the wrong target, and so on. You know, the type of debate that surrounds these events. My own opinion, which I won't dwell on, is that it would be very good if they brought back Glass-Steagall. We will see. Now, what I would point out, though, in terms of what's going on with these markets, is that we were overbought, as mentioned last week. We also had some weekly keys, which are the first sign of technical weakness last week. We have also seen, to a certain extent, some companies have come out with very good earnings reports in the last few days, but the share prices have not gone up, and in some instances have actually gone down. I'm talking about above average forecasts for earnings. Now, go back a month or two or five or six, any time since the March low of last year. And, well, when earnings came out higher than expected, the share price of that instrument invariably rallied really quite sharply. So what's it all mean? Well, I think it shows buyer's fatigue for certain, and that coincides with that short-term overbought condition. And there is, let's face it, there is a heck of a lot of uncertainty out there. And so we are seeing this reaction. It hasn't done any significant technical damage yet, but if we go on falling like the last couple of days, that will only be a matter of time. But will we? Short term, in the short term, we are a little bit oversold. So that's replaced the, it's corrected the short-term overbought condition. But what we do need to see, and I hope that it starts tomorrow or at least next week, we do need to see some upward dynamics here to that would provide the clearest signal that the selling is overdone. What might cause that to happen? Well, if not sooner or later, what might cause that to happen? I would say that, again, because the monetary policy is mostly accommodative, although that's is well, I would now reemphasize that. I'd say the monetary policy is very accommodative, but that's a well-known story. Of course, the global economy is continuing to recover. That's still good news. The fears of commodity price inflation have been rolled back by this sell-off as well. It's been a just sort of a general sell-off in terms of anything that had done well previously and some of the things that had done not so well, such as long-dated government bond prices, have bounced in here against this background. The dollar has rallied. As we had also seen last month after a long period of underperformance. So a little bit of role reversal going on here, but I think that the basic background, which makes us bullish for the first quarter of this year, still applies overall. But I have to confess, I'll feel relieved when I do see some upward dynamics indicating that demand is returning in these markets. Worst case scenario, in my opinion, is that we would break the progression of rising lows and see the leading stock markets, such as Wall Street, the UK, Germany, fall back and test fall back to the mean represented by their 200-day moving averages. Again, bull markets don't die of old age, and this one isn't very old. We've described it all along as a cyclical bull market. One could argue that emerging markets are in or are at least worthy of a secular bull market. But point that I would most emphasize is that, and we've said many times over the decades, is that bull markets don't die of old age. They're assassinated, usually by central banks, in the form of higher interest rates. Well, we know that quantitative easing is going to be ended, or so the central banks tell us, but that's not the same thing as higher rates and a monetary squeeze. So I don't think we'll see more than a correction at worst. And it's currently this looks more like a reaction and consolidation. So far, this is no worse than a reaction and consolidation. Moving on to the dollar. Here, what was interesting is that it's been strongest against the euro, and really the currency story, as Owen has emphasized in recent weeks, has been euro weakness more than dollar strength. And the dollar certainly stopped going down. It did rally against a number of currencies, but then it gave up all of those gains, and against many of them, and as of last week, it had actually broken down against a number of Asian currencies and some South American currencies. And okay, so it's steadied again in here in the last couple of days. But if you go through all of the dollars patterns, and of course they're all conveniently there for you in the chart library, you'll see that they're mostly ranging. Now, what else? Sterling, for instance, the dollar's been ranging, or sterling's been ranging against the dollar since June. Okay, in terms of precious metals, now we're getting closer to those reaction lows that we had seen last month. Anybody who is long, and myself, for instance, would be happier not to see those lows taken out. Anyone who's hoping to buy cheaper would dearly love to see those lows taken out, perhaps triggering a few stops and creating an even better buying opportunity. Again, I think that the basic fundamental technical background for precious metals in the first quarter of the year is favorable. So I think that well, I don't think, I know that so far we are still within these medium-term upward trends and characterized by these progressions of higher reaction lows. And until we see some very clear deterioration in those patterns or some climactic upward acceleration, I will not fret too much. Now, in terms of upward acceleration, we have definitely seen some acceleration in palladium. We have not seen yet any kind of downward dynamic to suggest that palladium has reached a significant peak. Now, that can happen tomorrow or not at all over the next few weeks and even months. I'll let the markets show me so far. But again, I think on balance that while I'm mildly concerned about this correction that we've seen in here today, I think that the bull premise does still hold. What else to mention? Among commodities, one of the sectors that had been hit hardest, and it started a little bit earlier, was the grain and bean complex. If you have a look at those charts, and I was going to review them today and then ran out of time, so I'll review them tomorrow, I hope. I really should, but I'm mentioning them to you. You can have a look if you're interested in the sector. But they really look bombed out, and I'm talking about corn, soybeans, wheat, and rough rice, oats. They were absolutely hammered. They were hammered because when the U.S. government came out with its stocks report, the figures were higher than generally expected. And it just seems as if a number of leveraged traders in those markets had panicked. And they panicked up near the higher side of the ranges for most of them. The only one showing a genuine uptrend was rough rice, and that's given up a good chunk of its gains. Corn, wheat, and soybeans and oats were all ranging, and they were up on the higher side of their ranges when the USDA was it the USDA? I think so. When their report came out. And have fallen back towards the lower side of those ranges. Technically, they've gone from a short-term overbought to a short-term oversold. And I'm wondering if it's worth nibbling at some of these. It's tempting in here. I haven't done much in the grain and bean complex this year because it's been quite sharp, quite choppy. Because of the overall bullish environment in commodities, I didn't want to open short positions. And because of the big contangos, I was a little bit wary of long positions. Now, those factors still apply, but every time we've seen them looking overextended on the downside, I have thought about nibbling, and I've also done that on a few occasions, but most of my trading's been in the industrial commodities, as you know. But I'm tempted to open some small positions on a baby steps basis in the grain and bean complex. And I think that's pretty much it for the moment. Roll on Friday. It's bound to be interesting. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.